This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. This is now our third hour, and so it's the Newsmax TV hour, our power hour. I call Root Reaction the aftermath. I stand behind Tucker Carlson on Fox News. I stand behind Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox News. They've done nothing wrong. They don't deserve to be condemned by Fox News. They don't deserve to be fired. They don't deserve to lose their jobs. They're fantastic. And we stick together in the brotherhood of conservative talk hosts, doing nothing wrong but asking good questions and pointing out some people that really are bad people in our society. And I don't know how that turns into a problem. I really don't, when you tell the truth. But raw truth scares people. Ask Donald Trump. Trump tells the truth all the time that scares people. Speaker Pelosi came out today and said she's against impeaching Trump, and we're not going to impeach Trump. He's just not worth it. That means they don't have anything. Rashida Tlaib said Islamophobia, this is in an interview, last week, is very much among the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party. The Democratic Party is filled with Islamophobia because they dared to condemn someone who attacked Israel and the forces in America who lobby on behalf of Israel and said some things, you know, many things. Ilhan Omar said many things over the last few months and the last few years, even before she was elected to Congress, that were vicious, virulent, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating comments. And she says if any Democrat condemns her, then there's Islamophobia in the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, that Democrat, Rashida Tlaib, follows the anti-Semitic account of a Instagram page entitled Free Palestine 1948, free.palestine.1948, and it compares Jews to vermin and Hitler. Nice job. That same Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, declares victory over the United States in a Chicago CARE speech. She says the Muslims are here, and she recites a Muslim war cry, Allahu Akbar. And then she says, Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim, which in Islam means in the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate, and it is seen as a Muslim war cry. War cry. She says, we always said the Muslims are coming. I think we're here, she said, as the crowd cheered. She said, we're not only everywhere in all kinds of different governments, but, mashallah, we're in the United States Congress. I'm telling you, we've got problems in this country. It's big problems. I have nothing against the Muslim who loves America and who speaks English and who takes our customs and our country and our Judeo-Christian values as their own. No problem at all. I have a problem with someone who believes in Sharia law. I have a problem with someone who believes Jews are bad. I have a problem with someone who wants to throw gays off roofs. I have a problem with someone who believes little girls should not go to school and be educated. All right, we need the Bill O'Reilly interview. I did it earlier today. Ran a little long today, so we've got to get to it, and I'll get to you the rest of the show. 833-WAR-TALK. Line up for the calls. Without further ado, Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly, the king of cable news for 16 years in a row. We're always honored to have him on our show. Bill O'Reilly, how are you? Hope you had a great weekend.
I was down in Florida, so it was good. And now it's not quite as cold up here in New York, so we're making progress.
All right. Well, I sure hope that America's making progress, but a new poll says the future doesn't look too good for guys like you and me that happen to like capitalism. A new Harris poll shows more than half of young Americans want to live in a socialist nation. This comes at the same moment as Venezuela is melting down in one of the worst apocalyptic nightmares in the history of the world. People are just in disastrous shape. Bernie Sanders says his radical views are now in vogue. What say you, Mr. O'Reilly?
Well, you know, I wrote my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. Remember that song in the 60s by the Guess Who? Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be given away when we all live together. And that was in the late 60s. Well, you know, there wasn't any sharing the land or living together. It's never going to happen. And it's easy for dopey young kids who really don't want to put the work in to establish themselves, because it's very hard, Wayne. As you know, you did it, I did it, very hard. They don't really want to do that. They kind of want to have their health care, college paid for here, guaranteed job here. Yeah. So I say, you know, in my message of the day, look, if you want to live in a socialist country, what's stopping you? You know, you can get on a flight to New York. You're in Caracas in 4.5 hours. You get off, you go through customs, and hey, there you are. They'll let you in. They want Yankees with money. All right, so you've got a few bucks in your pocket, you're in your socialist paradise. So what's stopping you?
Yeah, exactly. I was with a friend the other day, by the way, who's a multi-zillionaire. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I said, what's the key to success, in your opinion? He said, just what you said, Bill. It's the hardest game in the world. I've had ups. I've had downs. I've been broke again and again. Then I come back. You know, getting a government job is easy. Getting welfare checks is easy. This is hard. Same exact thing you and I think. It's just not easy.
If you go to Scandinavia or Holland, Belgium, France, and you see how the people live there, they're totally dependent on their government. So that's why when the government says we're going to raise the gasoline price, they're all out burning down the Eiffel Tower. Okay? Because they don't have any say. They don't have the extra dollars to pay the heightened gas prices. So if you are an American and you understand that this country was forged on self-reliance, that's what made it great, not the government in Washington. In fact, the government in Washington, more times than not, Wayne, screwed it up.
Right.
That it was individual people who made a success of themselves in areas, and that success branched out. If you get that, and you want to let Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi or even Donald Trump have power over you and what you do and how you do it, I mean, it goes against everything that America has ever stood for.
And by the way, I'm Exhibit A. Three times in my life, Bill, I've been worth millions of dollars, and the government passed a new law or a new rule and lost me everything, and I started over again. So government has screwed me over again and again. And the people have never screwed me over. America's never screwed me over. Only government. All right, ABC News, Terry Moran had this to say about the Mueller probe. If no collusion is found, he said, that's a reckoning for progressives and for Democrats who hope that Mueller would essentially erase the 2016 election. It's a reckoning for the media. It's a reckoning across the country if, in fact, after all this time, there was no collusion. What say you?
Well, you know, I don't expect ABC News or any of the national media to say, oh, we were wrong, or we overplayed this, and we didn't report or analyze the stuff fairly. I don't expect any of that. Zero. So reckoning, who's going to hold them accountable? There's no government agency that has any power over the media. So that Terry Moran, I don't really understand what he's talking about. What will happen is that people in the independent precincts, not the supporters of Trump or the haters of Trump, they'll start to say to themselves, enough. And if the Democratic Party is going to continue this in Congress, in the House, then the independents are going to vote Republican. They're going to say, I've had enough. You're boring me to death. So that's what I think is going to happen.
All right. I remember when I was on with Bill Maher, by the way, on Politically Incorrect on ABC TV, and Clinton was the one who were there badgering over sex, and I was against Clinton and Bill Maher said you're overreaching and you're going to lose and he's going to become popular. And guess who was wrong? Me. And guess who was right? Bill Maher. And I don't get why liberals don't see the same parallel. You know, we overreached against Bill Clinton, and that was with a girl in the White House who was an intern in the Oval Office. And this is just ridiculous. The collusion and the payoffs of the sex that happened 10 years before he became president. Democrats overreaching. So I'm with you, Bill. The president upped the ante on the border wall, now looking for more than $8 billion in the budget. Good move?
I don't know whether that's a good move. I mean, he's giving them jazz. He's poking them. So the 2020 budget comes out today. The Republicans and the Trump administration say we want to balance the budget. All right? We want to balance it. So we're going to cut on an average 5% of all programs in the federal government. And then we'll get it down so we don't add to the national debt. All right, that sounds noble to me. It's not going to happen. They'll have to make compromises, right, and they'll never balance a budget. But you're trying to restrain spending now. But then he comes in with a fairly big number on the border wall when he knows that that's never going to get anywhere in the House. So it seems to me he's just poking them, you know, poking Pelosi and the crew. Just saying, hey, you know, you're not intimidating me. I still see this as a priority for American security. I'm going to do it. But where does it go? I don't know really where it goes, other than the Democrats saying, no, we're not going to accept it.
Well, hopefully it goes to a big victory in 2020 when the American people see they won't give us a dime. I guess.
Maybe.
That's the theory. Or it's a negotiation.
But you got to win the House, Jack. If Trump wins the re-election, he's got to get the House back. Because if he's re-elected, a House stays in the hands of Democrats. It's going to be this nonsense for another 4 years, tacked on the 2 years that we have to go to the election. And Americans are just going to go, come on. So it's a possibility that the Republicans will surge if the Democrats continue to be ridiculous.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, thanks for the opinions, thanks for the wisdom. Always great having you on the show. Great honor. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Wayne, thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back to the show, Wayne Allen Root. Donald Trump says he'd win 98% of the vote if he ran in the Israeli election. He's probably right. You know, liberals will make fun of him again. You know, I do this all the time. I give speeches for a living, business speeches, political speeches, all over the United States. And I get standing ovations wherever I go. I mean, I'm very much like Trump. I speak off the top of my head. I say funny things. I say wise-ass things. And most of all, the speech is filled with great content. But occasionally, I make a joke and I make a wise-ass comment. If the media followed me, if I was running for president or I was president of the United States, the way they followed President Donald Trump, they'd grab that one line, take it completely out of context, and make me look like an idiot or a racist or a terrible person. But in reality, it's a 90-minute speech, and it's great, and it gets a standing ovation. How can you take one sentence and take it out of context and make a big deal out of it? Liberals do it to me as a radio talk show host and a Newsmax TV host all the time. Just like they're doing it now to Tucker Carlson, just like they're doing it now to Judge Jeanine Pirro at Fox News. They try and destroy us with one sentence out of thousands of hours on the air. I'm sure Trump was semi-kidding, but he's not really semi-kidding because the opinion polls in Israel show that he's got the support of like 96 to 98% of Israelis. So over 90% love him and think he's the greatest American president of Israel in history. Just another good reason why I don't know how any Jew in the world can vote Democrat. And what did President Trump say? And I sent him my article over the weekend. And what did he say? He doesn't understand how any Jew could vote for a Democrat these days. I hope he got that for me. I think he did. It's just impossible to believe any Jew could vote Democrat when you realize the Jew-hating going on in the Democratic Party. All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Tangible Investments, Precious Metals Company. And you get Precious Metals advertisements on Fox News and on your favorite conservative talk radio show. There's lots of companies out there, but very few of them have credibility. Very few of them have integrity. Very few of them have been around for 30 years. Very few of them have no complaints against them. Very few of them have people who just love them and rave about them. That's tangible investments. Silvana De Genova is the founder of Tangible Investments, and he has been the CEO for 30 years, and he's been a friend of mine for 15. He's been an advertiser for almost the whole 3 years I've been on the radio. He's fantastic. And he's made some great predictions on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, on CNBC, and in Fortune magazine. And he wants to prove to you, after you do business with Tangible, you'll never do business with anyone else ever again. So give him a call. They've done billions of dollars in transactions. The phone number is 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and find out if you qualify for their $199 gold coin gift free. You don't even have to buy something to get the $199 gift free, but you have to qualify. So just call, find out if you qualify. Good guys. Good guys. Okay, so CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which at one point Chuck Schumer a few years ago called a front for Hamas, which I believe it's Saudi Arabia has declared them a terrorist organization. The United States has declared them unindicted co-conspirators in terrorism. They raise money for terrorist organizations. And CARE says that Fox News must fire Jeanine Pirro for remarks about Representative Ilhan Omar's hijab and Sharia. Council on American Islamic Relations calling on Fox News to fire Jeanine Pirro, wants her show's advertisers boycotted. Are you all stupid? The Wall Street Journal had this story this weekend. That was a great story. It was about the University of Wyoming. They're called the Cowboys, right? And they've got a new tagline about their university, and it's under their symbol, which is like a cowboy hat. I can't even remember what it is now. I think it's everyone inside wants to be a cowboy, something like that. And all these people came out of the woodwork when they heard the new ad campaign and said that, oh, my God, it's racist. Being a cowboy evokes images of white people hating black people, white people hating Hispanics, white people murdering Indians. You can't do that. And they didn't buckle under to the pressure. First of all, they're the Wyoming Cowboys. Why should they buckle under the pressure of saying something about cowboys when their name has always been Cowboys? So they didn't buckle under. And sure enough, it started selling like wildfire. The T-shirts, the caps, everything with the name on it. Cowboys, and everybody wants to be a cowboy, or unleash your inner cowboy. Whatever the saying was, something to that effect. Everybody has a cowboy inside them, maybe. And it started selling like crazy. And then they won all kinds of awards as the greatest tagline in the entire advertising industry. Against thousands of competitors, they won it. And now they're selling thousands and thousands of items, and they're making tons of money. Explain to me why they would have to be mad at their own tagline. They didn't. Don't listen to these people. Why would Fox News have to be mad at Jeanine Pirro? The United States of America has always been a Judeo-Christian country. The United States of America has lots of Jews, lots of Christians, and thankfully, good Jews and good Christians. And someone is out there who's hateful towards us, and she asks a question about one of those members of that group who's made horribly anti-Semitic statements. Why would you not take her side, support her, and show her love? Makes no sense. Fox News has no reason. There's a single advertiser who should worry about what Ilhan Omar and CARE think. You should care about what millions of Americans who are patriots think.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on President Trump calling the Democrats anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
Well, if the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people, and frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Sanders speaking there during her first news briefing in 42 days, although President Trump has made himself available to the media on an almost daily basis. The White House on Monday released her annual budget blueprint, which will be sent to Congress. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says defense spending will increase.
The budget requests $750 billion for our national defense. And to be clear, this is not funding for endless wars.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're taking calls. Call lines are open, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This segment of the show is sponsored by Cenogenics, the world's leader in healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging. This weekend was a wild weekend. I told everybody on the radio show, you know, I just had to do a lot of stuff. I'm moved to a new house, and all kinds of things are being moved, and all kinds of things are being fixed, and all kinds of things are being changed. And so I went to all kinds of stores, Lowe's and Home Depot and a supermarket and a department store and a restaurant and my P.O. Box store. Everywhere I went, somebody stopped me and said, oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. They all watch the show. They all listen to the show. They read my columns. It's become really amazing, amazing. And all of them make a comment when they see me. They go, I hear your ads for Cenogenics. You really do look great in person. You look fantastic. You look better than on TV. And so everybody comments on the fact that I look younger and I look good. And the reason why is Cenogenics. They make America great one American at a time. Making America great again. Just like Donald Trump's making America great again. They're making Americans great again. Making us feel younger and look younger and feel better and thinner. All of it is great. Give them a call. You got nothing to lose. The call's free. And the free, no-obligation consultation doesn't cost you a dime. Find out what they can do for you. Call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Or go to their website and arrange that free, no-obligation consultation as well at Cenogenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S. Cenogenics.com. 888-YOUNGER. They're my fountain of youth. They've done an incredible job for me. I recommend them for you. Another great article before I get to calls. Belligerent Ocasio-Cortez says Americans are garbage. That's basically what she said this weekend in Austin, Texas, at the conference they have every year. And she was talking at that conference. It's South by Southwest, mostly liberal audience. And it's put on by Silicon Valley executives who are all liberal. And she told the audience that Americans amount to garbage, basically. That America is just garbage. Why would you want to settle for 10% better than garbage, she said. She says her views, her radical views are what America's always been about. She's not radical. America has moved away from why it was founded and what it was always about. Oh, I get it. America was always about being communist and Marxist and socialist. It was about stealing money and jealousy and envy and redistributing income from those who work their, you know what's off, butts off, and earn it and giving it to those who didn't in welfare and food stamps and disability. Don't forget, under the Obama years, all-time record in the history of the world, welfare, disability, food stamps, and every other form of welfare. And, of course, don't, you know, add in Obamacare, which now turns out to be a ripoff. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, saved Obamacare with bogus forecasts. That's a fact. Everything they ever said would happen was a lie when Obamacare was being bandied about and debated, and they gave cover to the liberals who voted for it by saying it was fantastic, it would heal the world, everybody would get health coverage, and it would reduce everybody's prices, and all of it turned out to be lies. And then when we were looking to overturn it and repeal it, they came out with more lies. Everyone will lose it, and everybody will be, you know, no ability to go to a doctor anymore, and you'll kill people, and all of that turned out to be a lie. So the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is just more examples of the swamp. The government lies about everything to protect the people who want big government, who therefore need taxes to pay for big government, who rip you off. It's a vicious cycle. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks America's garbage. Except, isn't it funny that all the nations of the world that she respects are the ones that are, as Donald Trump would say, crap holes. I said it nicer than he might have said it. But they are all disgusting, horrible cesspools. And what's the proof? All the countries that she wants to welcome all their people, they all want to leave their country and come here because their country sucks. Mexico sucks. Central America sucks. Venezuela sucks. Russia sucks. China sucks. They're all countries with no freedom and socialism. Greece sucks. Socialism. Everywhere in the world. Cuba, horrible. Socialism. It's a plague. It's a cancer. And the people are running for their lives. They all want to come to America. And guess what they do when they get here? They bring socialism with them. They want cradle to grave. America's great because you get to live like a rich person in Cuba or Venezuela here on welfare. I mean, you're not rich by my standards or maybe your standards, but by Venezuela standards and Cuba standards, if you have food to eat and the government gives you a check, you're rich. So, of course, they all want to come here. I don't want them coming here to mooch off me and you, rip us off, bankrupt us, make us poor. Why should I pay for your problems when you come here? You want to come here to work. We're not garbage. The countries you like are garbage. The people you like are coming here to do terrible things. They are lazy bums, and they want to spend the rest of their life not working. If you want to come here and work, I want every immigrant to come here who wants to work that accepts a pledge to never accept welfare ever, ever, ever. But if you want to come here and accept welfare, I don't want you. And her, the group she wants, is on welfare because that's why they vote Democrat. She doesn't want good immigrants, good legal immigrants from England and Canada and Australia and Austria. No, she doesn't want that. She wants people who want welfare from cradle to grave, don't speak English, have no skills, and therefore helpless, hopeless, clueless, and incredibly dependent on government for the rest of their lives. That's the perfect candidate to vote Democrat forever. It's all she wants coming to this country, overwhelming the system. I learned it at Columbia University. It's Cloward Piven. Overwhelm the system and bring America down to its knees and turn America into a socialist nation. And that's what her goal is. And Alinsky said, Saul Alinsky, look in the mirror, whatever you see, call the other guy that name. So she sees garbage, she calls us garbage. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and Omar and Ilhan, they want America to be garbage. Don't you see that? Venezuela's garbage. They want it badly. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take Renee in Las Vegas on line one. Renee, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Renee. Fine, Wayne. How are you?
Good, good. What's in your mind today?
The thing I wanted to discuss was when Donald got endorsed by David Duke, he was called a Nazi.
Yes.
And now since David Duke has decided to support her and actually endorse her,
Ilhan Omar.
She's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't hear that, though. Nobody's mentioning that. David Duke is the kiss of death.
I know.
As soon as he says he supports you,
right,
you're a Republican, your life's over. Your career's over. You're a racist. But the same guy now supports Ilhan,
right,
Omar because he's a Jew hater. I'm sure David Duke hates,
right,
Wayne Root. So that's a badge of honor for me because I'm a Jew. He hates my guts. And this country should hate,
right,
him. He endorses Ilhan Omar. Nobody cares. Democrats don't care. You saw I wrote that in my Las Vegas,
exactly,
Review Journal column on Sunday. Yeah. No question. It's just,
yeah,
the most incredible
now,
double standard.
Thing.
Yes.
It is. I sent you an email this week, and I don't know if you had a chance to see. It was a video. There's a place called Justice for Democrats.
Yeah.
Did you see all that?
You mean the video about Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez
and where she comes from, right?
Yeah.
How she was created. Yeah, I watched,
right,
the
that's
whole thing. But by the way, that thing is going around like wildfire. I mean, I got it from 100 different fans, 100. And I watched one of them. I don't know if it was yours, Renee, but I watched one of them from beginning to end. She's a creation, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a bartender actress who literally is portraying a congressman, like right out of a movie. You know, I remember when Robin Williams did a movie like that. He was a comedian who portrayed a politician, and then he became president of the United States. She's portraying a politician. She was created. They write her speeches. They tell her what to say. She doesn't know how to do anything. She doesn't know how to speak. She doesn't have a thought. She doesn't have an idea. They wrote her Green New Deal. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is just one of many people they expect to someday be president of the United States and rule the United States of America because they hire a bunch of actresses, they audition them, actors and actresses, audition them, and they find candidates who smile, and they're nice, and they're cute, and they do little dancing routines, and they say, the people, the people, the people, the workers, and then they push communism. Yeah, I saw it, and it makes sense. Makes sense. All right, thank you, Renee. Let's take Jay in Orlando. Jay, you're on with Wayne Root.
How are you doing, Mr. Root? Thanks for taking my call. So a couple things I wanted to talk about real quick. First, an opinion here about obviously the DNC not wanting Fox News to have any of the debates. Let's be honest. The real reason is that they're going to get all the questions in advance. They're not going to get any tough ones.
Right.
So we all know the real reason. So that's just
right.
My opinion on that, and you can
agree.
Respond to that. The other thing I want to talk about is I watch Brian Stelter. I don't know. He's like a comedian to me because he actually thinks he's real journalism. Now, I don't want to make fun of anybody because everybody's got their own style. But here's a guy who's so jealous of Fox News, it's not even funny, of everything he does. He actually said the difference between Fox News and them is they're real journalists and Fox News are opinionated.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. Here's a news station, CNN, that spent more time covering Donald Trump's hand size than anything about Covington, and of course they're going to pay for that soon after they jump the gun on that one.
Well, they're paying for it now. They're paying for it now. CNN has the lowest ratings anyone's ever seen. CNN is below Lint. CNN is below my doorknob. CNN is lower than Nickelodeon, the kids' channel. CNN's lower than Home and Garden. This is all because Jeffrey Zucker, the extreme radical liberal who has no taste. I have more taste and talent in the tip of my finger than Jeffrey Zucker does in his entire body. And Jeffrey Zucker runs CNN right into the ground because he's so liberal and so blind with rage towards conservatives that he can't even see how you make a network popular. By the way, if I ran CNN tomorrow, I'd bring up the ratings triple. I'd put conservatives on and liberals. I'd have both shows, and I'd make it triple, quadruple. I could tell you 1,000 things I'd do. I'd bring back Crossfire. I'd have Wayne Root debating Ilhan Omar. Ratings would go through the roof. All right. Thank you for the call, Jay, from Orlando. And by the way, Democrats wouldn't know the truth if it hit them in a barn door. Truth at CNN. Biggest liars ever. I just proved to you the Congressional Budget Office lied to protect Obamacare. Liars, liars, liars. All the big government swamp protects the Democratic Party. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm always fighting for legal American citizens, not illegal aliens, man. Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. When we come back, your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I know you've heard me talking about the amazing pillows made by MyPillow. Now, the creator, Mike Lindell, is a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. The Giza Dream sheet set also includes two full 21-inch pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. When you climb into the bed, it's going to feel like you're sleeping in a five-star resort. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dream sheet special, and use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. Don't forget to enter promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back to the show, the Wayne Allen Root Show. I'm Wayne Allen Root, Fordham Resource, the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're an all-American company with a great opportunity to be an all-American stock. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Fordham Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the great stocks in history. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. That's almost nine times bigger than Manhattan. Unbelievable. Fordham's traded on two global stock exchange, U.S. ticker symbol, FTMR. FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com to find out more. F-O-R-T-M, Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-M, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. All right, so again, CARE is asking Fox to fire Jeanine Pirro. I want you to hear what Jeanine Pirro said. This was her opening statement aimed at Nancy Pelosi. This is not who your party is, Ms. Pelosi. Your party's not anti-Israel. She, Omar, is. Think about this. She's not getting this anti-Israel sentiment doctrine from the Democratic Party. So if it's not rooted in the party, where is she getting it from? Think about it. She wears a hijab, which, according to the Quran, tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which is in and of itself antithetical to the U.S. Constitution? She did not say that she herself or wearing a hijab is unconstitutional or antithetical to America. She said Sharia law is antithetical to America. And that is a provocative point Pirro's being made, but a good one and a good question. Is Sharia a creeping threat to the U.S. Constitution and our national security interests? Because critics observe that in countries where Sharia is enforced, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, so-called hudud punishments, which means literally imposed by Allah, include stoning, limb amputation, flogging for adultery and theft, and I guarantee it's never the man that's flogged, it's only the woman, and the death penalty. A woman's testimony, a death penalty for saying bad things about Muhammad, for free speech. A woman's testimony in court carries half the weight of a man. A rape victim in Iran or Saudi Arabia is required to present 4 male witnesses to the rape. And if she can't do that, she herself is charged with adultery and goes to prison. In some countries where Sharia is enforced, blasphemy against Muhammad is punishable by death. And so I ask you, is that not a question we ought to be asking? Is Sharia law compatible with the United States of America and our Constitution and our Judeo-Christian values? You mean you're in trouble for asking that question? Come on. I'm with Judge Jeanine. Good stuff. All right, let's take some calls. Jerry in Illinois, line 4, by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hey, Jerry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Jerry, are you there? Jerry, we can't hear you. We'll move on. Let's take Gerald in Minnesota. Line 3, Gerald, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good. What's on your mind?
On my mind is I live in northern Minnesota. These people who, what her name is in government, I never heard of her before. Before voting, we didn't even know when we got a governor. We didn't even hear, never heard his name before. And basically, there's 3 or 4 cities in Minnesota that control the vote.
Yeah.
Other people, our vote don't mean nothing.
And the same, by the way, don't feel bad, same in Nevada where I live. Do you know that every single county in Nevada votes Republican for the most part, 90% of the time? Every county in the state votes Republican except Clark County, which is Las Vegas and the surrounding suburbs. And that county votes in such large numbers Democrat with union members and illegal aliens that they outvote the entire rest of the state combined, and we've turned into a Democrat state. Slightly Democrat, but nonetheless a Democrat blue state. So I feel the same way. Your state is ruled by Minnesota. I get it. Our state's ruled by Las Vegas. The rest of us don't count. Terrible.
Well,
Gerald, thank you for the call. Appreciate the call. Let's take Patty in Reading. Patty, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Democrats not letting Fox carry
in over the debates. Yeah.
Debate.
Well, they don't want real questions. That's obvious. It's just pretty simple.
You know what I think they're up to?
Yeah.
I think they don't need Fox viewers for the primaries. I think they don't want to. The people that watch Fox News know what's going on,
and
they're going to remember they're going to remember everything they say,
right.
and so they can't push their left liberal stuff. So they want to wait for the general election and then put it on Fox News. Then they can go back to center without anybody noticing.
I'm sure that's part of it, but I think the main reason, that is part of it, but the main reason is they don't want any tough questions. They don't want anybody to be asked, where do you stand on Ilhan Omar's hatred of Jews? Where do you stand on CARE? Rashida Tlaib giving fundraisers, leading fundraisers for literally an organization that's described as a terrorist organization. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about David Duke, the KKK leader, maybe the largest symbol of KKK in America, endorsing and loving and supporting Ilhan Omar? What do you think about that? They should be asking Democrats those questions, but they never ask them tough questions. They never make them squirm. They only make Republicans and Donald Trump squirm. They ask the worst possible questions of us, and they lob snowballs at Democrats. All right, we're done for the night. We'll see you tomorrow. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Have a great night.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.